Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Wave our hands and just bless the name of the Lord for a moment. Just give him praise. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for everything. For today, for this very moment. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' beautiful name we worship. So as you hear the word of God enough, faith is generated, isn't it? And this faith is how we ought to live as the righteous, not by sight. That simply means that if we must succeed God's way as Christians, we must eternally be plugged into God's word. We must know God's word and apply it the way it ought to be. Else we can't have the right kind of results and live effectively as God entails us to live from the beginning. Do we agree with that? So what do you think are the factors that will affect your walking by faith? The ignorance of God's word. And there's a saying that says ignorance is no defense. Even in the realm of the spirit, it's the same thing. Are we together? Your ignorance of God's word, then this one is even worse. Your assumptions. Of God's word. By assumption, I mean it is not God's word, but you assumed for God's word that lie in your heart. That wrong knowledge in your heart. This one is more terrible than the first one. Jesus tells us in scripture. I don't know if you can remember. Media, help us with that scripture. It says, if the light in you be darkness. It said, how great, Matthew what? How great is that darkness? Let's read together. One, two, read. If your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how good is that darkness? So here God is substituting darkness for what? For light for what? Ideologies. I don't know why I have to remind these protocols to bring the board every Tuesday. I rebuke every spirit of imperfection from your life. Be perfect. Hallelujah to Jesus. Here God is substituting light for what? Ideologies. You can see that if you do the connection, it says, if your eyes bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? And of course, if you look at the base of this scripture, light in you simply means ideologies. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So you can substitute light there for ideologies, wrong knowledge. He said if the light in you is actually darkness, it's a wrong light. Darkness, assumption for what truth should be, or light should actually be. He said then your darkness is even more intense. Are we together? That's why you see people who have are failing, who are making a huge mistake, but you cannot help them. Have you seen people like that before? Somebody who is believing a wrong thing, yet you cannot help the person. Because they feel like whatever they are doing is the way things should be. Hallelujah to Jesus. Alright, so I said ignorance, and I said what? Assumptions for what actual light ought to be. And the Bible told us somewhere in the book of Matthew 15:9 that, I think Matthew 15:9, that the ignorance of God's word can make our worship to be amiss, in vain. It said, and in vain they worship me. Why? They are teaching us what? Doctrines. The commandments of what? Men. So worship here is in vain. It means more like to miss a target. Alright? So you see, because the doctrines here are the teachings of men, what happens? The worship is in vain. The worship is not working. I mean, more like what Paul said. The things I don't want to do, I find myself doing them. Like, Paul knew that these things were bad, yet he found himself doing it while he was trying to live by a wrong ideology. Put the scripture up. Don't always remove scriptures. While he was trying to live by the wrong ideologies. Are we together? Are you here? In vain they worship me, teaching us doctrines, the commandments of men. Let's see it in the NLT's rendition. Their worship is, for they teach what? I think that English is too big. Let's do the Amplify rendition. Can we do the Amplify? But in vain they, for they teach us what? The word? The classic rendition. Uselessly do they worship me, for they teach us doctrines, the commands of men. It's just useless, because they are assuming for truth the word of God. You see that? And that's why, before I hit the nail on the head, John 4:24 says this. Let's be very fast. John 4:24. God is a spirit, a spiritual being, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And give me the NKJV rendition, just literal NKJV. That God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. In spirit and truth. What does that mean? I've done that several times, but let me do it very carefully today. Does it mean you should have spirit here and truth here? No, does not make any logical sense. God is spirit. Alright? So it is true truth you get to understand God who is spirit and worship him, because truth is Jesus and Jesus is revelation of God who is spirit. Isn't it? And go back to where we were. I said, in vain they worship God because they take for doctrines the teachings, mere teachings of men. So their worship to God is farce, as NLT would say. You know, it's not hitting the nail on the head. It's missing the target. The classic rendition said uselessly, all right? Useless worship. Are we together? And that's how it seems like sometimes today, not every time. A lot of people are trying, but sometimes today you see people worshiping God and it's seeming uselessly. And when you try to talk, they make you feel like you are a loser. They don't want truth. Are we together? I've said it several times. You can't be claiming to worship God without revelation. You'll be acting in a way, sometimes it's weird. It's cool if you are weird, yet you are speaking truth. Sometimes you can appear weird or look weird while you are doing what is real, what is true. For instance, it's truth, but I sound weird. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain now? Alright, but not every time. Now, I said, when you see people, for instance, like why Jesus was upon the face of the earth, no place in scripture told us that Jesus went to a place and stood and said, he raised his leg and moved 3 times, or, you know, some kind of funny things. You know, I believe some of these people who the Holy Ghost started flowing like that through their life, they were doing it sincerely. Some people are just copying. Like I said today, people want to worship, want to pray, they begin to look for funny postures and etc. Are we together? Maybe the first person who prayed like that knew what he was doing, but everybody now is seeming to be a copycat, and they are doing what they don't understand. All right? Amen? A few of the examples. Also, someone wants to worship God through something. You know, people don't like to talk this, but it's true. And sometimes when we say this, we are like the worst preachers that have ever hit the earth. You want to worship God through his mother, for instance. Is you uselessly worshiping God, as scripture have said. You want to worship God through Mary. Alright? And when we talk like this, you see, a lot of times I don't allow this court to really go on the internet because I know the kind of insult I will get as a preacher. Some people will insult me, look for my parents' name and insult and look my... But it's the truth. The Bible speaking, Jesus said, the disciples told Jesus, pray to the Father for us on our behalf. Jesus said, I would not pray to the Father on your behalf. Jesus himself will. Now, let me ask you a question. If we say, oh God, through Jesus, does it not make more sense? Alright, Jesus said, don't pray to the Father on my behalf. Even though we pray in Jesus' name for God to receive our prayers. But he said, don't pray to the Father. I will not pray to the Father, on your behalf. He said, for the Father himself lost you. Is that not what Jesus said? So if Jesus refused that, why should we pray to Jesus through anybody? Why should we? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It's wrong. And when we tell you, you may think we're fighting you because you have been believing these things for many years. And it has become more like a fortress in your life. A stronghold. Why will he just come? Why will he not preach the Bible and not lead other churches? There is no way you'll be preaching truth and not hit a lie on the way. There is no way. But you see, Pastor, what you are saying is nothing because before you people started preaching, we have been there. It doesn't make you truthful. Now, I'm not trying to have a problem with nobody. Now, this is scripture fighting a wrong ideology. That the worship to God becomes vain if what we are following are the commandments and the teachings of what? Men. The classic rendition says, uselessly are we worshiping God. Are you listening to me right now? Very important. That is why you can be in places like that since your life, because remember how we started. Faith, we live by faith and not by sight, and this faith come by hearing, and that's how we traveled and came here now, saying that what can affect the quality of your faith is what? Ignorance and what? Assumptions. You see that now? We're on the assumption right now. You want to walk by faith, but your revelation of God's word is false. There's trouble. There's big trouble already. How do you walk in victory? How do you live this life effectively when your revelation is false? And that's why Peter said, Jesus speaking, he said, uselessly are we worshipping. That is why some sort of people who betrayed Jesus, is it betray or kill Jesus? Well, they didn't kill Jesus. Jesus said, I gave my life. But they thought they killed Jesus. They were against Jesus. They opposed Jesus, the Pharisees. They were all wearing white. No one wore black. They were the chief priests. Yet their hearts were black. Why were their hearts black? Because their revelations were wrong. You see that? Jesus came with a revelation. They said, are you greater than our father, Moses? Jesus came to a church and the church were asking if he was greater than Moses. You see that? Human beings have not changed. Are you greater than our father, Moses, who gave us? Are you greater than our father, Abraham? He said, before Moses, Abraham was, he said, I am. They took off stones, the Bible said, to stone him. How about the woman by the well? He told her, you don't need to drink from this water. First he said, give me the water. He said, you don't need to come here to drink from this water. It's not necessary. Because he knew the reason for her fetching of that water. It was not to bath. It was a spiritual holy water. And Jesus said, it doesn't matter who dug the well. I'm going to dig a better well in your spirit. And you don't need to come here to fetch any water to solve any problem. That out of your belly shall flow what? Rivers of living water, springing forth for eternal life. Somebody say hallelujah. Meaning we don't need to pour water to get it done. We need to speak words. We just speak words and they are done. We say in the name of Jesus, be healed, it's done. We don't need to pour any water there. Because Jesus is not a babalawo. God is not a babalawo. We don't need substance. Do you understand what I'm trying to explain to you? It's babalawos that need those things. We don't need nothing. He's enough. Are we here tonight? And so they plotted against Jesus to kill him. Why? You see, they have been, and that's a problem. You can be in church, right? If the truth of God's word is not really, you know, what you are hearing, that will be your result at the end. That was proof that they were not Christians. Because they were in church. To them, they were hearing the word, but they were assumptions for the truth. They were not the truth in actuality. The Bible says, it says, if your eyes are filled with darkness, your whole body is full of darkness. The Bible also says, if the light in you be what? Darkness. How what? In other words, what you see with in life is knowledge. What you see with in life is knowledge. Because it starts with, if your eyes are full of darkness, your whole body will be full of darkness. You see that? Then he now went further to explain that if the light in you be darkness. No wonder Paul said he prayed that the eyes of our heart be enlightened so that we may know. Are you seeing that now? So what we see with, what man truly sees with, when I say yellow, it's in your heart. Even if you cannot see it, you know yellow. Alright? You can picture it. The knowledge is what you are seeing with. You guys get what I'm trying to explain to you now? So when your knowledge of God's word is wrong, you see life wrongly. That's why the Bible calls Jesus the light of life. The light of life. You see, the Israelites didn't understand this, and they were in a situation in Exodus, Ezekiel 37. I wanted to show you that. So let's see that very briefly. Ezekiel 37 from verse 1. They were in a tough situation. A very tough situation. I want us to read it together. The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of what? Next part of scripture. Then it caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry. Next part of scripture. Let's read together. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? So I answered, O Lord God, you know. Next part of scripture. And he said to me, Prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. See how God is teaching us. He said, prophesy to them, to the dry bones. Say to it. Is it why nobody can challenge me in this world of the devil? You see how God teaches you to fight and win? It says, prophesy to these bones. Look at the problem. Say to them, oh dry bones. Meaning God is not like, tell the dry bones I'm saying to eat. Say, dry bones, senior man, say. No. He says, speak to it. Oh dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. That means what is coming out from my mouth is the word of the Lord. Next part of scripture. It says, Thus says the Lord to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. The root word there is rash, spirit. Next part of scripture. It says, I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put bread in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. Next part of scripture. Thank you, Holy Ghost. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise and suddenly rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. Next part of scripture. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them and over, but there was no breath in them. Oh, glory to God. Next part of scripture. And he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord, come from the four winds. We are not saying breath. God say, Meaning as you are talking, he's saying the Lord is the one saying these words. Thus says the Lord. Meaning listen to the word of the Lord. Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. Next part of scripture. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and bread came into them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. Next part of scripture. I'm going somewhere. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Listen carefully. Don't think there are some fictional things. I've done this several times. They indeed say, our bones are dry. Our hope. Remember, we're saying something. That wrong knowledge makes you to see life wrongly, and you begin to say wrong confessions. You begin to say wrong things. Now, all of these, all right, are the situation of the whole house of Israel. Look at it carefully. It says, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. The situation of Israel. They indeed say, why are they dry? Our bones are dry. That's what they said. Our hope is lost. There was a situation. Something happened to them. According to history, something happened to them. There was a situation. They were in a terrible situation. But God said they still caused it for themselves. If you do your research, they were under the influence of the of these Babylonians, all right, army, some sort of. It's a wrong situation happened to them. Of course, that warrants for every normal human being to talk the way they talk. After seeing the aftermath of what has happened to them, what has befallen them, this was their confession. Our bones are dry. Our hope is lost. We ourselves are cut off, they shouted. Are you here this wonderful evening? Next part of scripture. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up from your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. How did they enter a grave? They buried themselves. Our bones are dry. We are cut off. We are finished. That was exactly their state in the realm of the spirit. I wish you really know and see what I'm saying. Meaning it was their words that put them in that situation. When you say wrong things, you are exactly like what you are saying. Life is 100% spiritual. 100%. If you look at this critically, you understand what I'm trying to tell you. It's too good to be true. It sounds too good, but it's the truth. It was what they were saying, and they had all the reasons to say it. See what has happened to me. See what has happened. And they began to say wrong things because of the situation. And God said, they are actually in a grave. The way they said it, exactly the way they are saying it, that's what has happened to them. That's their situation. They subjected themselves by their confession. I was talking to somebody in the office, and I said, I was going to preach some things that will make him understand whatever I was explaining to him. I was speaking about fear. So I was talking about fear. The Bible speaks of how that fear is a snare. In other words, when you immediately begin to get scared, you are under the mastery of Satan. Fear breaks the walls of the defense of faith. It breaks it off. It breaks it off immediately. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Fear acts as a direct spiritual and psychological breach, dismantling the exact protection that faith builds around the person. Now, in ancient world, wars were a city's primary defense against invasion. In ancient world, You heard about the walls of Jerusalem and the walls of Jericho. They were a city's primary defense against invasion. Scripturally, faith functions as the protective perimeter. For instance, Ephesians 6:16, Bible speaks about the shield of faith. We are coming back here. Don't forget, you come back here. Bible speaks about the shield of faith. It says, above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will what? Be able to quench all the what? Fiery darts of the devil. So faith can act as a shield. Are we together? I spoke about obedience several times last two Sundays. See, faith and obedience create that what the Bible refers to as a hedge around the believer. As seen in the story of Job. Job 1:10. Let's see Job 1:10. Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, around all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hand, and his possessions have increased in the land. Did you see that? Hey, are you seeing that? It's like some of you think there's a God of the Bible, and he's different from the God of Nigerians. The only way you walk in this is faith. He said you have made a hedge around him, around his household, around all that he has on every side. You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have what? Increased in the land. You see that? God can make your possession to what? Increase in the land. God can bless the works of your hand. Everything around you, God can keep in perfect peace. Even your household. Are you seeing it here? According to the Bible. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, when fear is entertained, it doesn't just sit alongside faith. It actively dismantles it. Fear compromises your defense in three specific ways. I'm going to show you now. So you see, you can't have faith and fear at the same time. That's what I'm trying to say. It's not possible. Some of you that I'm teaching you are looking at me. You are in trouble. You can't walk in faith too. See man with the vision. Man with the call. I'm teaching. See it with your man. You just, I wanted to say Arsenal jersey. You just did like this. If it was Arsenal jersey, I would have finished you now. Hallelujah to Jesus. You know, I was really surprised Arsenal fans wanted to win Premier League, Champions League at the same time. But it's well, let's continue what we're teaching. We don't want to come there. It's just a joke. It's just, you know, see these children. I don't want to go into that realm. Look at these children. Oh. Then they were crying. Instead of to be happy and go with the Premier League, they were even crying that they lost. What were you expecting? All right, bless you. Let's continue. So it doesn't sit alongside, right? When fear is entertained, it doesn't sit alongside faith. It actively dismantles faith. Are we together? So it compromises your defense in three specific ways. Number one, it authorizes the enemy when fear is entertained. This is one way it breaks your defense. It authorizes the enemy. And one of the way, I know someone that always calls it the Job principle. Let's see Job 3:25. Let's read together. 1, 2, read. For the thing I greatly feared has come upon me, and what I dreaded has happened to me. You see that? So what you fear will hit you. Because fear is faith in the opposite direction. Fear is faith in the ability of the enemy. You can't be in faith and fear at the same time.
Are you all listening to me?
Very important.
Number two, fear distorts spiritual perception. It distorts spiritual perception. When the 10 spies looked at the promised land, remember Numbers 13, 20, 33. When they went to spy the promised land, fear magnified the size of the giants and minimized the size of God. It magnified the fear of the giant, minimized the strength and the size of God. That's how dangerous fear can be. Numbers 13, 33. Let's see it together. Numbers 13, 33. There we saw the giants, the descendants of Anak, came from the giants, and we were like what? Grasshoppers in our own sight. Can you imagine? And so we were in their sights. It has to happen to you before it happens to them too. If they were not like grasshoppers, it would not be like that to them. But as long as they were like grasshoppers, Satan, the enemy, was seeing them like what? If Satan does not get you to look down on yourself, he cannot defeat you. He first lies to you about your identity. When you believe it, then he trashes you down. If that sin is all to your life, why is Satan working so hard for you to be guilty? To feel guilty? He knows that the sin is not all to your life. He knows that if your heart condemns you, you are supposed to understand that God is what? Greater than your heart. In other words, you are bigger than the last mistake. That doesn't mean that you are permitted to always live in the mistake. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? God's destiny for you is bigger than your last mistake. His destiny for you is His word. Are you listening to me? You may have made that last mistake, but you are not everything about that mistake. That's not all to you. The enemy is trying to make you believe that your past. I sang that song years ago when I think some months back while I was teaching, that the mistakes you made from yesterday is all that you will ever be. He told you will be nothing nobody in your family ever was. He said you are just like your mother, just like your father, never amounted to anything. I'm saying the lyrics of his song. Can you remember? But that's not you. That's not who you are. Alright? What does he say in the next part? God gave you a promise in his word and what? On that you should stand. Are you listening to me? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Fear makes the obstacle look so big, causing you to abandon your defensive position out of panic. Are you listening? Thank you, Holy Spirit. The next point, it causes sinking. This one is the Peter example. When Peter walked on water, his faith was his platform. The moment he focused on the wind and waves, fear took over. The moment he what? Focused on the wind and waves, fear took over. Wind and waves, momentary troubles, fear took over. So fear is a function of your focus. And he immediately began to sink. Matthew 14:30. The environment didn't change. The wind was already blowing. But his fear broke the defense that his faith had established.
So I said this to explain further what we're saying in Ezekiel 37 from verse 12, right? That God revealed to us that the entire situation where the whole house of Israel, their wrong confession resulted them to becoming a valley in the realm of the spirit of dry bones. And how that even God said in verse 11 that, you know, if they will believe in his word, they will come out from their graves. You see that? Meaning they were subjected to death. Remember, death and life lies in the power of your tongue. I think that's Proverbs 18, if I'm not mistaken. Death and life. It lies at the power, the mercies of your speakings, your tongue. Are you listening to me? The words we speak are what? Are spirit and life. Don't look down yourself. I get sick when I see people look down themselves. Do you know who you are? The kind of investment God has done for you. You should not talk those kind of rubbish about yourself. Somebody who took time to die for you, special death, was buried and resurrected for you. You think he wants you to live a low life? Huh? Huh? Jesus' death has provided salvation and the good life for us, simple and short. It's enough to provide salvation and the good life. If you like, go and hang up to preachers who tell you that you are supposed to suffer as a Christian. You will suffer because you have believed it. Who told you that Jesus' death cannot cover for salvation? Do you know what it means for God himself to die for you? You think God created you with a vision to suffer? Like I told you about a song we used to sing those days, Born to Suffer. Nobody was born to suffer. Nobody. He said, I will satisfy your mouth with good things and renew your youth. Meaning God wants you to enjoy. Enjoy your life. If you don't have that mindset, you think you ought to suffer. That's why some people don't act in faith. Because they don't know God wants them to enjoy. Every time it's gari, gari, gari. They don't like to eat good things. They are saving. Saving for what? Well, I see some wives. Some wives like to save. Oh, as if they are saviors of the world. They don't want to enjoy in their house. Sometimes you buy something wonderful and enjoy. Buy it. It's an act of faith. If it satisfies your mouth with good things, when last did your mouth taste good things? When last? Every time it's gari gari, you buy something, eat something you like. Buy it with your money. Don't come and meet me. We'll buy it with your money and eat it. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Learn it. When last did you eat lap of chicken? Buy it. Bite it. And say, oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. You satisfy my mouth with good things. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You satisfy my mouth with good things. That you go home now, you just, that cold ever, you just warm that soup and continue. No. Ribo sukaraba shandaba yakusadaba. My God. And I'm not talking because you have money, you are saving it. What do you want to buy? Some assholes who are onto debt, go and break it. When last did you take ice cream? You are begging men, everyone on Facebook and WhatsApp to buy your ice cream. Go and buy ice cream for yourself. Yeah. How are you? I'm not fine. What happened? Don't worry. I'm just that I'm not feeling so okay. What do you think will save you today? I wanted to buy ice cream, but I observed that my bank was having network issues. He satisfies your mouth with good things. So when last did you eat good food? Say, the opportunity come but once. When last did you eat chicken? Hey, chicken. Me, chicken. Me and chicken were mutually exclusive.
I can't remember when last for my life I chopped chicken. For this Tinubu regime person, chopped chicken. I don't die. Oh, this one won't kill me. You like to amplify problems. Why you just say an opportunity to explain your problem? Oh, you are happy. So you get 2K to borrow me. Hey, 2K. You want to borrow 2K? Now, wow. God is good to you. 2K. When last I see 2K? Make I think. 2000. When did I ever have 2000? Cause in my account, 0.182 something. It's okay. Me and 2000. I beg you. You know where I figure 2000? Can I get that 500 in your hand? This 500 I've been giving for 2 months. So, and it's a lie, but they are lying it with emotions. They're emotional about their lies. Say, how much do you have? I don't have money. Every time, I don't have money. You are digging your grave. Just tell somebody, I cannot give you. Finish. Don't be lying. Nobody will kill you if you say, I cannot give. You know, as I grow up as a preacher, sometimes I saw a pastor, he posted something today, very funny and emotional. He said there was a pastor who used to mock those days. He was not pastoring, so he would be telling the pastor, in his mind, he would be saying, the pastor is supposed to do like this and do like that. He said when he now became a pastor, he cried for weeks, no food, nothing. Some members would misbehave and leave. So he started crying and went to that pastor to teach him ministry and confess. And the pastor taught him, prayed for him. Now that's his idol for ministry. Very emotional statement. So because he was not in the situation, he did not understand. As you guys get on trying to explain. So he felt like pastoring is just enjoyment. The prophet will just come, see how he will just look, you know, and he will just be talking and enjoying his life. Pastor, they enjoy it. Don't come in house before. It's just that pastor house, everything is just still, you know, everything is nice, you know. Yes, I'm not suffering. All right? And I've never presented myself that way. No, I can never suffer in my life. I always enjoy. With good things, the Lord has always been satisfying me. Yes, that's why I've never taxed you. I'm not a tax collector. Are you listening tonight? And so he was, okay, let me catch some of you. Where was I before I came here? I do it once in a while. Are you sure? No. What? Okay, let me try this side. What? And the good life. Okay, another place. Talk now. Don't be scared. Eh? Okay. Meanwhile, we're moving. Koba. Talk now. Yes, hide lies in our tongue. Amazing. Your own needs to be clapping. You are never knowing. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you here? So he said it was, he was just until he got into pastorship. He said what his eyes saw. His mouth could not talk. He saw terrible things. He now wrote somewhere, that was what made me laugh. He said, it is better to manage gold, silver, cattle. I don't want to tell you what he said at the end. I don't want to say, it's not nice to say that thing. He said, it is better to manage markets, money, cattle. No, I will not complete that. It's not from my mouth. Maybe I'll just go and share the post for people to see. He said, that's his conclusion. I was just smiling. I said, welcome to the fold. The fold of enjoyment. Hallelujah to Jesus. So God has given us everything necessary for what? Life and godliness. Every beautiful thing. Every wonderful thing. You know, some people have pushed prosperity too much to the extreme that people are now in a bid to defend how that all, you know, remove that rubbish mentality that says that pains God like a money monger. They are now, you know, removing prosperity entirely. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? They are canceling that idea of prosperity. Listen, some people are taking this thing to the extreme. We are not part of them. But it doesn't mean that God does not want you to have money. You, if they say this God does not want you to have money, does it sound fair? Why should you not? Why would God not want to give you money? If he does not give you, who will he give? I heard somebody made a statement. I respect the man, but that statement is so terrible that the Bible is the poorest material for making money. How dare you? How dare you? Thank God we have voices rising. There's a woman from Christ Embassy. They say, what prosperity book? What business book did you read? She said, which business book? So I've never read anyone. It is when I became a millionaire, I started looking at it. And what I was looking for is books on management, because I have more than enough. They say, what were you hearing? She said, the words of my spiritual father, Pastor Chris. That she advised everybody, go and collect the messages and be hearing. These are things you are hearing. Now, some of you are getting sure. These are things you are hearing on prosperity. One person said she was selling, they call it gonjo in Hausa. I don't know what they call it. Okrika. That's what she started with. Now she's a billionaire. I think we shared the thing one time. This pastor, Femi Lazarus, did an interview with her. Some of you would have seen that video out there. How can you look down on the Bible like that? The poorest material. And I'm sure the person is trying to say that after you read the Bible, get books on management and businesses. But that doesn't mean you should call the Bible the word the most poor. It's not possible. The Bible will teach you on prosperity and every other beautiful thing. But for you to prosper in your particular field, you need to go and get materials there. So that you understand how to put this principle there. Apply this principle there. Are you all listening to me? Very important. And you know why some people, you know, they start with God and it doesn't end well? Because they are not faithful to the finish. The Bible says, be not weary in well doing. Don't start and stop in the middle. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Reduce that sound. Don't start and stop in the middle. God is not pleased by unbelief. Is only pleased by faith. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Never pleased by unbelief. Only pleased by faith. Don't start and stop. You are serving God, obeying His principles, walking in faith every time. Every box you have ticked, good character, attending church services, giving, and it comes to a point you are experiencing a fair percentage of lack or a situation in your home and you are wondering, God, are you faithful? Oh yes, He is faithful. I was studying the word in my office and the Lord opened my eyes to see. I've said that several times, but maybe not like this. They had the right mindset. The next thing they're supposed to encounter after the right mindset was a war. Was a war. If they had the right mindset, they would encounter the Philistines and get into the land of promise. So the right mindset positions you for war. It's called test of light. The good fight of faith. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Spiritual warfare. You got to take it by force in the name of Jesus. It's called a good fight of faith. If you don't have spiritual fire, you cannot engage in this warfare. The worst things will happen to you. Are you listening to me? I'm so brutal in my work with God. Nobody can advise me on praying against praying in tongues. They did not bond you well. You can never advise me against praying in tongues. In this world, nobody.
can advise me to pray small, small. That's why I rented my apartment on my own. I want to pray the way my belly wants it. I've seen it. It works. Nobody can advise me about praying in tongues. I've seen it work. Oh my goodness. I've seen diverse situations how God changes it by praying in the Spirit. Diverse situations. He said, I'll use the foolish things of the world to confirm the wise. I told somebody it's important. You know, we're talking, I think I've said it here. I heard that from C.S. Spurgeon. The whole world heard that, I think, from C.S. Spurgeon. He said, they said, which is more important, prayer or revelation? The word of God. He said, which is more important, breathing in or breathing out? Answer the question. Which one is more important? You cannot pray without having revelation yet. And if you have revelation without prayer, you are a waster. It is useless to have revelation without prayer. And you cannot truly understand until you pray. You may be in understanding 80%. You will truly not truly understand until you pray. It is when you touch the zenith, the manifestation of this revelation, that you truly understand it. And it is prayer that will drive you to the finish. Do you guys get what I'm trying to explain to you? That's why sometimes some of you doubt what you're understanding. You doubt the truth of God's word because you cannot pray. Somebody is lying to you that you can do without prayer. See, make up your mind. If not, run away from God. There are no two ways about it. You must pray. The earlier will tell you, the better. Let nobody deceive you. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? If you feel you cannot pray, just this God is not your own kind of God. You must pray. Because God is not a waster. Within that prayer, as you pray, a lot of things are happening to you. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? The Bible called the word of God the double-edged sword. It's bringing result outside. It's working on you inside at the same time. That's why it must be through faith and patience that you must obtain the promise. Are you listening to me? Kenneth Hagin called them the power twin. It takes faith and patience. You are praying here. God is working with you on the other hand. Working on you on the other hand. Because without patience, if God allowed you to enter that manifestation, if you are not patient enough to allow God to work on you, that if God allows you to enter that manifestation in the wrong frame of mind, with the wrong frame of mind, you know, what will happen? His investment will be wasted. It's more like putting new wine in old wineskin. What will happen? He said everything will scatter. The wine will be wasted. So he said, I cannot put what? New wine in what? Old wineskin. It's not possible. Glory to God forevermore. He said, I wouldn't. I won't put new wine in old wineskin. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Where is the children? Carry team to children department. They are there. Go and meet your children. Your sisters and brothers. Run, run, run. Carry him. Oh, sharp, sharp. Zoe. Go and Zoe there. He's seeing visions while I'm preaching. Are we here? Mm-hmm. Nobody should deceive you. You want to pray, you want to do this, you must pray. Say pray, you are doing anyhow. That's why also I want to kill you. Pray, you are doing anyhow. Before you know, your mouth will just be swelling up, so that your mouth, you know, go. Because you don't want to pray. See, let me tell you one beautiful thing with prayer. Sometimes you'll be praying, oh, you know, I'm not praying about that sickness. It will just go. I'm telling the truth. You've not been there before. I had pile before I became born again. I never prayed against pile. My father used to cry. My mother used to cry when the thing start. They will be crying. I would just be praying in tongues. When I entered into this Christianity, I grew in a place that they love to pray. Yes, they say, Utauta Babala. That was our slogan. So I love prayer. See, it's as if you don't pray, you are not a Christian. We had this pride in prayer. Pride is God that really helps some of us. See that guy, now 12 hours, he knows that. Yeah, all these 12 hours people, maybe no carry them, come outside. There's a way we enter events. 3 days prayer warriors. We enter with so much pride. We now go to the back seat, we'll be begging us to come to the front. Be like, no. No. Then we'll see people at the front as people that will go to hell. They don't have. When we hold the mic, we say, you see, when we not go forward in life, it shows. How can you enter a meeting and be coming to the front seat? And these men don't have anything to. That's our preaching that time. You see, the only beautiful thing about us is that we could pray. And the thing was showing. It was showing. You cannot have serpentine spirit and stand in our front in the barracks. It's a matter of time. You start shaking like snake. We'll be talking to you. Of course, if you have bad intention, it will enter you. It will not change it. If you have good intention, it will change. But if you are a man that is liking the babe, the serpentine spirit will enter you. But we, that time, there was a wall of defense. In fact, the way we were raised up, we saw some kind of ladies like serpents. It's now that God has delivered us that we don't see them like that. There's a way you come, says, machichi, yeah, how are you? Okay. I'm sensing demons in this girl's body. And I see what's doing. Wuta. And it helped us. Even though God helped us with time, with good revelation, so that we are not consumed by our pride. Make up your mind. Are you listening to me? You got to pray as a child of God. Embrace the spirit of prayer. Somebody say, but I don't feel it. You cause the feeling. Enter into the feeling. The feeling is available. Say, I don't feel it in. Pray for me to pray. Pray, you start praying. It's just like on engine. Boom. Boom. Boom, 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 boom. It's now off. That passed my neighbor. You now do boom. It's now off. But when the thing connects, boom, boom, it will start working. The Bible said in the book of Acts, when they killed one of the disciples, the church did nothing. They killed the second, they did nothing. When they carried the third one to kill, the church said, nobody explained to them, said, no, we can't allow this. The only thing they could do was to pray. They locked themselves up in the midnight and they began to pray. The Bible said literally the ground began to shake. It said, and they were filled with the Spirit. See, this Holy Ghost you have, you will feel the intensity when you begin to pray. The ability will find more expression when you begin to pray. Because if you look at that part of scripture, the Bible says they were not filled with the Spirit. They were already filled with the Spirit before. So sometimes you see the Bible say they were filled with the Spirit. You'll be thinking another Spirit entered there. Mm-mm. It's more like the Spirit of God was stirred on their inside. And that's why the Bible says, be not drunk with wine, wearing in excess. But be what? Filled. Meaning anytime you want to feel the intensity of the Holy Ghost on your inside, you begin to pray in the Spirit. Do not be drunk with wine, wearing in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. How? Speaking in tongues, speaking in psalms, making melodies in your heart with what? One another. You see that? Speaking to yourselves in psalms. Meaning you are not going to, no, you are speaking to yourself. Talk to yourself. I know who I am. Boy, I know who I am. Bought with a price. God's own special purchased possession. Born again. Full of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I remember years ago, we planned that in 30 minutes you should come to my house. So when I entered my room, I don't know. I just stared. You know, I owned the gen and the gen just started. You know, when you have been using the gen very well, you don't need to own it again the next day like that. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It's like some of you don't have gen. You don't know what I'm talking about. When you own it the first day and it suffers you, the next tomorrow you may own it twice. It comes to a point you just go there. In fact, before you finish drawing it, it is already working. So I just entered my room and I said, oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. It was thank you, Holy Ghost, first. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He was already coming at my back.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. Oh, thank you, Spirit of God. Glory to God, I give you praise. Just this small, I give you praise. I entered into prayer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm entering 1 hour. I could not hear the knocks. I told him, he thought I was joking. So he started praying with me from outside the corridor of my compound. When I was praying, and I heard the voice of somebody out. So I opened the window. I saw him. I said, hey, I suffered this boy. I checked the time. It was almost 6:30. So I opened the door. I said, how long have you since I've been in? I said, I've been enjoying the prayer over 2 hours now. I said, oh. I told you 30 minutes, right? He said, yes. Then I now said, okay, I'm coming. I rushed to College of Health to carry something. Before I was done coming back, it was my gen. You know, those days too, I used to have gen. I had prayer. Do you understand? So I went to carry my gen as a student. And while I was coming back, I came and I saw him praying in tongues. He lied down. I peeped. He was praying in tongues. I opened the door. We did not say anything. He left my house, went somewhere. He was looking for a contract. He's into food. All right? He's this man that God has blessed specially, that love to cook. They have special blessing from God. I agree with them. So he's a very blessed man. He loves to cook. How can somebody, a man, love to cook? But that's just God. That's just with the glory of God. And he now said he wants to get into the food business. So, you know, some people, you know, when they have a vision, you just be following them because you don't know how to kill the vision now. In a normal circumstance, I would have been like, what's wrong with you? What kind of vision is this? But I just allowed the guy because he even, you know, if he start telling me his visions, oh my God. And his food, oh, cooking. So it was like, so he now left my house and went straight to Symbols. That time, Symbols was not for nursing students. Straight to Symbols. Some of you remember that story. Entered the place and with slippers and wanted to see the management, and he wanted to book an appointment so that he would come the next day. So he didn't know that the manager was even sitting there. So my son, who is looking for me, come now. He said, no, sir, I'm not prepared to tell you anything. I will come tomorrow, because of how he was looking. The man said, no, come. You will not see me tomorrow. Tell me anything you want to tell me now. He said, no, sir, I'm not looking presentable. He said, what is it? He said, I wanted to see if I can collect this place and manage it for you. He said, are you serious about what you are saying? I've been looking for a manager all this time. Do you know what you are talking about? He said, yes, sir. Can I see your this? Just so? He said, you got the job. You will manage this place for me. No jokes. Do you know, I did not know what he did until that testimony. They remember the testimony. He then came to church. I was saying he was praying. When I left, he now lied down and said, this place that was speaking these things, if God is alive, he wants to contact the anointing. When there we slippers, somebody says slippers. It's not by suit and tie. It is important. Not even Queen's English. You know, get any English where some of you never speak of. For interview, so arm. And they still say, we'll get back to you. Nigeria, we did it today. Slippers and short knicker. Yeah, you remember it? Short knicker. Not trousers, short. You know, it's the white people will not get us shorts. We Africans call short knicker. But you guys know it as short, half trouser. I mean, it was just short. It's still difficult for me to call it short. Short that he took there with slippers and a shirt. And they gave him, the next day he came, I mean when he gave the testimony, told me everything, you know. But you know, he didn't last in the business. I always preach it. Some of you will get, God will do something to blow your head off the kingdom. Forget everything about yourself. That was what happened to that guy. Hey, I want to thank God. You know, I told Mama T one day, when somebody was giving testimony, I don't know if she remember. I said, this person will still misbehave one day. As he's talking like this now, you will still hear one day that he's not behaving well in the department. So God, now protect me. I want to give God. You want to even cry.
One day they'll say, why are you not in meeting? Say, I'm tired. So you have mind. The God that protected you have mind to not have time for him. You people don't used to think that they may catch you another time. That thing that happened, what if the thing now happened? What will you tell God? Oh God of Prophet Simon, you better know your God. It is those that know their God. Because people don't know that people have said God of somebody and still died. You don't know. There's grace. You use it while you were growing up. God of the time, if time comes, God said, the God, I want to be your God. Grow. You do rubbish and say, God of, oh my God. Say, come and see me and know me. Are you listening to me? The guy, we sat down one day talking about the business. After taking, he came to the house. Oh, he used to be your boss. He was Pastor's boss. So. PA, shut up. Why do you want to lie? See, now you and I have become, but that time he was PA. I forgot that is your, sorry, we have real test, the real this thing here. Okay, it was one doing the interview. So I'm going to come to that story. So he said he wanted to have all those misses something, you know, face off his kingdom business. Firstly, he told me that, hey, me could I hear? He said it's a kingdom business. That if God does this thing, we'll be bringing the kingdom into systems. I say, eh? We'll take over the world for Jesus. I say, yes. I say, when we're discussing, I say, see, because of this, your heart, God will give you. I was hearing Gongoni shouting. I was shouting. Why? There was no prophecy. But you see, one thing with the anointing, when he contacted it in faith, the anointing will always give you. You are the one that will destroy yourself. That anointed my head with oil. My what? Bank account. Run it over. See, you may have bad character and still receive something from God. But what will sustain that? You have not really received, because if there's no sustaining factor, it cannot stay for long. And sustaining factor there is what? Character. That's why Kenneth Hagin called it the spirit upon the spirit within. And I explained it, if you know physics, I said something about centripetal and centrifugal force. Can you remember? Those two forces, they control what we call oscillatory motion. Do you guys get what I'm trying to say? Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you here this wonderful evening? Our student would think that it's a miracle. But are you guys here now? Alright. Some of these scientific terms I'm saying, you just go home and learn some of them. As students, life will really, you know. So they control oscillatory what? Motion. So Kenneth Hagin is like, it takes the anointing upon and the anointing within to be called a complete Christian. Because you can have the anointing upon and still be stupid. Act stupidly. You can lay hands, people will fall, yet you still have pride. Because you stayed so much in the presence of God, but you see, you didn't understand the necessities, the real stuffs that you needed to touch in the presence of God. You just like to stay there. Or you like to stay around praying people. All of us, that time as my spiritual father was alive, all of us were prophesying anyhow. He will just come, and when he stays, everybody will prophesy under the shadow of his almighty God. It's more like a covering. He just comes into an atmosphere and you just see the spirit. I'm not joking. I don't know how you guys discern things these days, but those days we can tell that the spirit of prophecy is here. Everybody will begin to prophesy. Everybody will begin to prophesy. I remember when he died, we were all going after we finished crying. The Spirit of God now told me, I don't know whether it is the Spirit of God or my spirit. Say that prophetic grace. You want to leave it in the grave? I said, no. You know, those days, there's a funny way we think. He said, go and pack this hand. So I rushed back. I knelt down. People saw me doing on the grave. I just packed this hand, put it in my pocket.
because it will be odd that it came back later. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? People are very buried, and it's in NDA, so people, maybe people will not have a problem with me. But imagine I'm later alone around there. Say, Father, let me be honest with you. I don't think I had the mind to even go back there alone that time. Because imagine you pass like 20 graves and get one. Oh my God. You know, you're woo. You think it's bad, but. So I wanted to do it there. My friend was coming to hold me. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We miss you, Daddy. But I took the sand. When I went back home, one spirit said, don't bath, don't bath, don't bath, don't bath. But should I shock you, people of God? I can't tell you whether that thing was what contributed. See, my nickname became Anabi. Anywhere they just bring the human being and keep, except that they don't see your face, I will tell you all your problem. All my brothers in the faith watching now would affirm that it happened exactly like that. Because I really wanted it. That's why the Bible says, desire the word, the best gifts. And you get it. If I say covet, collect it. Covet the best gifts. When people are prophesying, you'll be like, oh boy. Things they happen for this kingdom. Oh, see how the guy they prophesy. Hey, now my husband be that. Yeah, you can prophesy too. You can prophesy too. Covet it. You're not hungry for it. That's why you're not seeing it. Say, hey, this prophet, I want to prophesy. I want to prophesy. I want to prophesy. Lord, my eyes are open and I see. Let me tell you how I broke into the teaching anointing. I fasted 7 days. A few of the days in fruit. Then sometimes I broke. I've been fasting throughout the, what they call it, this semester. Throughout the semester, I was fasting 6 to 6. So, I now wanted to start another special fasting for the teaching anointing. So, I started another 7 days fast for the teaching anointing. Now, I'm not saying, go and copy. I said it. I mean, in my mind, I said, this 1 week, I want God to open my eyes to understand the word of God. So, as I fasted, first day, prayed, second day, prayed. The last day for the meeting, Glory Carrier's first meeting, I prayed 7 days for my eyes to open. I'm a prophet, but I wanted to teach the word that day. I can't start the meeting with prophesying. But I didn't know that I was even a teacher of the word, but first a prophet. Because anytime I'm praying, my eyes will be open and I will see a Bible open to me. So I didn't know the meaning of that thing until I pressed. And that's how God is. So if he shows you something and you leave it, it will be like that. Even in the realm of the spirit. Do you know the captivity of a nation? My goodness. The captivity, the freedom of a nation was given to a man through a mere vision. The vision troubled his head. You can imagine that the freedom of a nation came to a man like a casual vision. Think about what I'm trying to tell you. Daniel. Israel had been in captivity for several years. The man just received a vision. This is the kind of vision you will share. Some people will share today and just go away. I saw this, I saw that, I saw this. They don't try to understand the vision, and that's all. And you know, some funny people, some of them, you think it's all every vision I understand. Is it me that saw the vision? That's why some of you boys will be toasting your ear in church. You will see a dream as a lady. Even if you're assuming you are serious with your life, you would have pressed to understand it. Some of you, because you like those boys, you go and start disturbing boys to tell you the meaning of the vision. Say, Donald, I saw something. What does it mean? Hear me, oh. I see myself, they fly. I fly, fly, fly. Then when I saw you, you now smile and I fell on your head. I don't know why you were in that vision. Explain, do not. You hear vision and you don't even know where to start from. You know, one time somebody told me a vision that they saw me in a vision, I was eating okpa. I said, what's wrong with you?
Say, sir, what does it mean? I said, how will I know? I can't tell you when last I ate okpa. Even though okpa is not a bad thing, I can't tell you when last I ate okpa. Why will you see me in a vision? Be eating your okpa alone. If you like okpa, go chop okpa. Stop seeing me with okpa. You now come to ask me, what does that mean? I don't know. You know, people have funny visions. And you know, the funny set of people are the ones that see people's husband and wife. You don't get work. You are in church, all you see is people's husband and wife. I see Lovett and Richard. I see them. I see that Lovett is loving Richard, or Richard is loving Lovett, but it will not work. Thus says the spirit of the living God. You know, that's the spirit of Amebo. Olori Burku. What does that mean? Sorry. I thought it means what I said in English. Well. People can. Do you know in church people have black belly? Some people that have Christ have not been formed in their heart, they have black belly. You prophet had prayed for Christ to be formed in people's heart. Meaning there are some that Christ is not formed in their heart yet. They need prayer. They have black belly hearts. You see the guy you like liking another girl, you start seeing vision. And they see vision. How they force herself for him. She forced herself for him. That's what the Lord showed me. That's what the Lord showed you. So the Lord doesn't have time to show you that kind of thing. Who are you? You that God knows your character, your mouth doesn't keep quiet. He's the one that he will tell that kind of thing. So that you disgrace that child of God. Visions like that, God cannot tell you that don't have discipline. My spirit tell me, saying, sleep it. My spirit tell me, I see him. You can never see. Go and write it down. That Prophet Simon said this. You will never be able to see that kind of thing in your life except you repent. God knows the kind of people he shows those kind of things. Not your type. Are you listening to me? If God opens your eyes to be seeing things like that, this world is finished. Like one day when I was not so grown, but I was quite mature. I was walking in Villa Suit. Then as I pass, I hear gay. He said, gay. I turn. I went to him. I said, hey, bros. Good evening. You know, the thing was burning on our inside. I said, Thus says the Lord, you are gay. He said, which kind of talk is that? I said, see, I am a prophet. Alright? I said, prophesying from a 16. When I don't miss these things. Brother, see, repent. I was so lucky he repented. I even came to church that time. What if I met the one that was stone cold? Heart of rock. Because even though I saw things like that, there's a way I'm supposed to go about it. Like when I was in Kaduna, I called a guy out. He wore suits. He came as an invited guest. Followed an invited guest. I came. So I was preaching. So my eyes were open. And I saw him in pornography. So I said, hey, you may be a man of God and respected of all, but my eyes are open and I see you struggling with a habit. Pornography, thus says the Lord. Am I right? He said, no. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. If it was you, far in the general assembly of the firstborn, public. He said, no. Even if it was me, it would take God's grace to say yes. Yeah. The guy said, no. No, sir. No, not me. You missed this one. Ah! I said, okay, it's fine. Sometimes I don't know the future from the past, but you know those prophetic talks. My prophetic grace just off. Pew. I said, people of God, just lift up your voices and pray. At least we got some right, so just pray. When we're done, Kai! I could not move. I sat down forming like light prayers. So I stood up. I was going home straight. I didn't want anybody. Prophet. Oh, bless you. He came to me, just said, "Hey," I said, "Good evening, sir." I said, "Good evening. Sorry about." I said, no, sir. "I wanted to tell you that you were right." I didn't just know how to say it in the public. I've been actually struggling, and I tell you, I don't know how to come out. I'm a pastor's son, blah, 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 blah. I said, "Why are you telling me now?" He said, "But you must check the public now. Everybody, people respect me. You know that people respect." I said, "But now you have made people to disrespect. Come. I say, "Come." He followed me. I say, "My brothers, come." Me? I said, "We need to pray for you corporately." Yes. I told him, "Me and my brothers, this thing, you are a man of God, so I need strong grace to pray for you. My brothers, can you guys come? Come, please. Just repeat what you said." So he said, "I just want to let you people know that Prophet was right. It's just that I was not confident enough, but the Holy Ghost kept on telling me I have to come out." I said, "So you see, sometimes when we..." I started raising my voice. When we were prophesying, people were passing and looking at us. And when we don't miss this thing, but sometimes people are not... See, it doesn't matter that you are wearing a suit. When did you receive Jesus? As I said, we have been here. So you see, it's just God's grace. Forget this suit you are wearing. Humble, he knelt down straight. We had our hands. Lord mercy, forgive him. I was the one shouting, "Forgive him, Spirit of God." Ah! If you see how my respect still maintains its value, oh my God. My nickname was Anabi. They would change it from that day if that did not happen. Alright? But you see, I grew to understand that sometimes you look at people, you don't say it. I've seen people who are prophetic. I'm mentioning, you know, one thing with the prophetic is that you can just stand here like you see a case and mention it like a general case. So I see, for instance, in this place, I see somebody with this and that and that. And if you don't mind, you can come to the front. They'll be looking at you like this. Boom, you'll be looking at them. So, okay, no problem. So, wherever you are, the Lord touch you in the name of Jesus. You just enter your office, boom, prophets. Somebody want to see you. So, okay. You can come inside. Sir, firstly, I want to celebrate God's grace upon your life and apologize for not coming. I'm the person you mentioned in church. I'll just start shaking my head. Thank God this one is not even terrible. Well, why did you not come out? I was ashamed. There are certain things that you should not come, we will not even mention as prophet. But there are certain times you actually have to even come out. Are you together? I'm trying to say, yeah, there are certain times. You know, my spiritual father taught me this. He was prophesying to a lady. She had five boyfriends. None of us in church knew that spiritual sister had five boyfriends. She doesn't look like five boyfriends. There is nothing in her life that suggests she had five boyfriends. Tall, righteous looking lady. Until he began to prophesy. I see. Come, Inan came around. He said, "You, I am seeing something. I'm not just believing it, but I'm seeing." "What? One? Two? Three?" No, it starts by a phone number. 081, I'll be 080, this, that. That's my number. Okay. Now I'm seeing something that one. What am I seeing, Lord? Two, three, four. You have five boyfriends. Instead of saying yes, it was, started crying. He said, why? All the boys. Well, I thank God for our brothers, because my spiritual father handled the situation where he now said nobody should condemn her. She was still loved so well. Nobody condemned her. Thank God she even adjusted her life. Hallelujah to Jesus. Those days we were not advised not to condemn people. We are commanded not to condemn. We say, make sure no, she never feels bad about herself. No joke about this. Is that clear? But we say, yes, sir. Nobody can even joke about it. Not these days with the indiscipline. Now that girl then prophesies. The professor says she can. Although he taught us something, he said that was still wrong. He said there's what they call personal prophecy. Are you here tonight? Covet the best gift. Don't say the wrong things. And like I was saying, prayer is very important. Some people making it look like God is not real. It's them that are not real with God. God is very real. If you seek the Lord with the whole of your heart, you will find Him. Can't be seeking the Lord anyhow. You will seek Him with the whole of your... You want to pray, lock up everywhere. Even your phone, lock your phone off. Keep it at the side and pray. Pray. Catch this God and see whether He will not change your situation. Capture Him and see whether He will not change the status quo. The Bible said the effectual, number one, heart, your heart must feel it. Heartfelt, continuous prayer of the righteous causes tremendous power. You think God is whining you? Tremendous power to be made what? Available. Try it and see. You know, one thing I always tell pastors sometimes, I cannot remember a time I sat or laid down with my brothers in the faith while I was growing up. We prayed about one thing that didn't come to pass. One, I am standing here before God. I can't tell you, I can't remember any time we gathered to pray about something that the opposing thing happened. My goodness, I am telling you, I can even feel the anointing that I'm talking to you right now. Remembering this thing is making the anointing even rise on my body. No day. We said, let's pray. Let us pray. The first time I heard SS change to AA, my spiritual father said, and there's a lady. She messaged me. I used to know her from my mother's side, blah, blah, blah. He described the relationship. They say she has been getting sick, and when they found out she's SS. SS. How can somebody, God's image and likeness, be SS? But you see, the good thing is that she has faith that we can pray to God and God can get her healed. While you can see people doing their head like this. We already raised it. We wanted to show, wanted to prove the word of God. You know, they thought we're learning stupid things. We're not learning stupid things. We love to hear about angels. I remember the first time I learned on the ministry of angels. It was one of my best moments as a Christian. I was so excited. You know, that's why the Bible says you must receive these things like a child. I was so excited. I knew there was no doubt in my heart that angels were not existing. Innumerable multitude of angels. I knew. We will read about what angels can do. I remember one of the books I read those years. Angels on assignment. We saw what angels can do. Who listen to men of God. I remember a man of God that will speak about the angels. As, you know, these days when men of God talk, they say, they are lying. He said, there's this angel that that any time is a miraculous. There's this one that any time is prosperity. You know, we love to hear things like that. Then we want to practicalize it. This is how we started praying for that lady. Leprosupakata. In the realm of the spirit, there is no time nor distance. I remember these words by my spiritual father. As we are speaking now, he's touching her. Put her name in the middle. Pray 2 days later on a Monday, after the test. We gathered for our Monday meeting. It was always on Monday. They said, that was Saturday, the meeting day. Then on Monday, you know, and they said the lady was healed. Like she was AA. And sent us the result. True life story. Why? We could pray. Pensi Dahusa of blessed memory said, if there's a man to pray, he said there's a God to answer. Are you listening to me? See, some of your problems are just a prayer away. Prayer away. Serious prayer away. You can't be a Christian and be joking with prayer. Everybody's joking. You are joking with prayer. You are doing fine girl, fine boy. They say pray. You are doing fine boy, fine girl. You will not see the manifestation of God's word in your life. You will not see it. Integrity 100%. Prayer 100%. Like I was teaching you on Sunday. No devil can appear. No devil can exist around my world. I deliver you or push you. It has to be like that for you as a Christian. Some of you that are very close to me can tell the people that suffer the heat more from me and my family members. My younger brother, some of the jokes you can joke here, he cannot try it. I follow him up to every point of his life to know everything happened in his life. There is nothing I don't try to discover about him.
Are you listening to me? You can't have money and you buy new clothes. I asked, where did you get money to buy new clothes? It's the one. Which one? Calculate it. How did it amount to? Let me see the distance. There was a point that I told him, take me to where you got it. I want to go and ask the man. I am that brutal. So he said, oh boy, you look good though. Money choco. God is good to you. For what? You must tell me how you got everything. Everything. Say, God is faithful. So my brother came back with iPhone 12. You are dead. Because I know nobody in that house wants to buy your iPhone 12. Now, even the iPhone you have now, I want to collect it. Because I want him to read and pass WAEC. Come back and say, your brother bought Benz. Your brother who is 21 bought Benz. You are not thanking God. And snap and say, faithful God. Tomorrow they cut his head. He said, God, why? I've been serving you for years. Are you sure you have been serving him? And you could not stand for the truth. A lot of the situations people put themselves inside. A lot of situations people see, they are the ones that put themselves inside. Making it look as if God is not faithful. He is faithful 100%. I told you a story. A friend of mine posted his brother with tattoos on his body. An apostle. And I messaged him and said, he said, oh, what favor, what the favor. Because the guy is outside the country. See, the favor of God is strong on our home. I said, how, apostle? How? How? You will not tell this boy to remove this tattoo. Is this how this boy left Nigeria? He said, man of God, we have talked, we are tired. I said, so what is the favor now we are talking about? He said, man of God, it's true. He deleted it. Let's be sincere. Somebody comes to marry you, sincere man of God. You say, my husband, no, I cannot marry that guy. Oh. It's not my type. It's not my class. Go and see people that talk like you. Go and see their life today, some women. It's just unfortunate that we're in a generation where they don't see divorce as anything. You see a woman say, if I marry, if it's not going well, divorce. You think you can enjoy your life like that? Like I heard it. A young man one time saying, he said, if I marry, if the thing is not working, I'll just divorce and go away. I said, why is it so easy for you to say? You think it's that easy? Don't you want a long marriage with your spouse? Enjoy your life forever? You don't want that? Huh? You want broken homes? If as long as we have broken homes, society will get, we keep getting broken. Because the smallest unit of a society is what? See, why did they talk as if to marry God's will na life and death? It's life and death. It's like life and death. Satan is very intentional. You start building a mansion by one block. By what? One block. He knows the value of merging people wrongly. He understands that if people are merged rightly, everything will change with time. He doesn't want good merging. God has destined that this is the person. Satan will fight you. Oh, fight you with everything. Negating, 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 negating. That's the person you are negating in your heart. I can't imagine myself. I'm speaking to somebody here. Make up your mind. Are you listening to me? And as a young man, make up your mind to want to see results. Make up your mind. To want to see results in your life. I've told you before, whatever you know as a skill, it's wonderful. It is you being physically capacitated. That's one side of the coin. You need to be spiritually capacitated to be qualified for certain positions on the earth. Listen, it is God that gives promotion. Are you listening to me? Yes. You know that skill very well. If God sees that your spiritual capacity is not in the right place, God will never want you to be promoted. See, you prove that you have God's interest at heart when He sees you praying in the Spirit, taking time to pray and study the Word. You are registering your availability in the realm of the Spirit that, God, I'm available, use me.
in the sector of tech, in the sector of medicine. You have known medicine, you are reading in the morning. In the night, like Daniel, you bow your heads and pray, showing God that this thing I'm knowing, I want you to use, I want the thing to be used for your glory. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Because you will definitely meet wickedness in high places. Did you see it in your Bible? Wickedness. Some places you cannot pass. They will say, sleep with me. There are five. Sleep with me. Five people tell you sleep with them before. You have not heard. I've heard things. I've counseled people. Somebody warned me, Sidoma, one time. She said they were like five people that she ought to sleep with to carry a car. Nobody told me. I heard it from the person's mouth. And I told her, see, I'm not praying any other kind of prayer. Leave the car. Go and live your life. She said, sir. I said, yeah, leave it. She cried and she left. After a while, I saw her with the car. She saw me. She did like she did not see me. I told my brother, my friend, I said, she has slept with the five people for moto car. When I put Missy Doma, she should not be entering school. What can a man offer in exchange of his soul? What can you offer in exchange of your soul? Nothing. Nothing in this world. Nothing in the world to come. Are you here this wonderful evening? Can't offer. They say UK. Say, UK. So because of everything, because your destiny in God is at the mercy of UK. Who will take the nations? Who will take the nations for you, Lord? Lord, you sent me to this city and we are taking it. The family have agreed to gather money for you to travel to US and further education. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Oh, the Lord that shocks people. Is that the person that wants to change the city? I was talking with a friend, Donald, and I think Betty heard me trying to conclude the conversation. He said, Pastor, please come to this Germany. Come and help us. I think you should come. People don't go to church. They just bought a church by the side of my house. It's now a club. I said, yeah, I've been hearing news like that. Church is now a club. Makuka Pelish. I said, don't worry, maybe one day we'll come. So I made a statement that shook him. I said, you see, our two legs are planted in Benue State, in Africa. God has not told us to move, so we mount here. He said, because I said to him, we're talking about it. So he said, like, he's trying to work on his permanent residence, blah, blah, blah. I said, yeah, it'd be wonderful. He said, Pastor, you know, even you too, if you get it. I said, yeah, it is good to have permanent residence, but I will not even apply for it. I'm not even coming, even though I can. He said, Pastor, why did you say that you need to come here for church? Blah, blah. I said, no, we will send people, or we'll come in the future, but not now. I said, because God wants us here, boldly, full chest. When you have the smaller picture in your head, that's when you'll be thinking like that. I can't wait to go to UK. When you go, you now snap, white men will be at the background. Then you now see the song, Favor, it surrounds me like a shield. You're under the favor of God. Small minds. Are you here this wonderful evening? They don't want to think like that. When you are a nation builder, you can't think like that. You can't be thinking like that. You are super intelligent in your field. And you love to pray. There is no height God will not take you to. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Don't give a thought by asking God, which plane will I use? Where is the visa? Forget all those things. If God visits you, there is no visa you cannot get. There is no visa. Lico Capella. If God visits you, there is no nation that will not be open to you. He said, open the nation so that the righteous open the gate so that the righteous nation that keepeth the truth shall come in. Thank you, Holy Spirit. If you carry this Jesus, you say the same thing in scripture. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. I shared with that scripture. Over 1,000 demons, 2,000
5,000 gathered, the legion of demons, they gathered in one accord, made straight line when they saw Jesus. The Bible says they went to him and worshipped him. Worship Jesus. When I hear people talking about, you know, they are territorial demons in the city that keep, they don't know Jesus. When you know Jesus, you don't emphasize Satan with your strength. When you understand Jesus, they come in one accord. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? They bow their heads. That's what I was telling you last Tuesday. When you see people emphasize Satan, they don't understand Christ. I see people that they, no. Who is Satan? Who is he? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and that the King of Glory through my life may come in. See, there's what we call wickedness in high places, though. But you are seated far above what? Principalities and powers. Far. You defeat Satan, you enter into danger with a smile. Dangerous locations, you are entering with a smile. You are wondering, who is this one? Even if I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. I refuse to fear, for thou art with me. Say, thy rod and thy staff, my source of comfort, thy scepter of authority, the name of Jesus. When I think of the name of Jesus, I have no fear. The Hausa man says, Sunan Yesu Gadu Nani. Sunan Yesu Temokona. Sunan Yesu Nasarawana. Nasara. Come on, tell me, help me please. I'm forgetting Hausa. Nasara. Sunan Yesu Mesargi. How can I be scared? As I'm talking to you, as you're looking at me, there's no atom of fear in my life. It cannot survive. I have no fear of tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take care of itself. That's what the word of God teaches us. Tomorrow shall take care. They say you are from a lineage that people don't succeed. You have come now. You have arrived. You have arrived. They say there's one altar in your village that you need to go and burn. You are the new altar. Yes, true worship is happening in the life of a believer. The believer right now is a true altar. John 4:24. Look at it in scripture. In the spirit and truth, where? In the believer. You are where worship happens now. You are the altar. That's why we keep on hyping Satan. Hyping Satan, because if we don't hype Satan, we will not be up there as the leaders in those kind of settings. If we don't correct these things, who will correct it? And if we don't correct it, the implication is that it will settle in your heart as truth. So how do you work in the miraculous? It takes five hours every day for 2 years, maybe 3 years or 5 years. What rubbish. When Jesus told you, if you believe in my name, you will heal the sick. He said you will raise the dead. He said you will cleanse the lepers. What are you talking about? How about Paul the Apostle? How many of the apostles in this country are close to what Paul the Apostle has done? Look at how God used that man. In a twinkle of an eye, see what his life turned into. Are you guys here this wonderful evening? In a twinkle of an eye. In a twinkle of an eye. Thank you, Holy Ghost. See, I think the problem we're having is that we think that it takes eternity for God to make people. It does not. If we keep on waiting like this, when will we go and explore this glory of God? It doesn't take eternity for God to make people. He said, today when you hear his word, harden not your heart. Don't make your heart strong. Believe it. Go out and go and explore. When you see the sick, heal the sick. Raise the dead. Cleanse the lepers. You see what you don't like, have the impetus to lay your hands on it. Knowing it to work. When we pray, believing we have received. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. See what happened with the children of Israel. They were saying rubbish. What happened? They became a valley of dry bones. In the realm of the spirit, they were in a grave. God opened the eyes of his servant Ezekiel, his prophet. He said, prophesy. Prophesy. Their words put them here. Prophesy. What we are doing now in the New Testament as I'm teaching is to show you. I'm prophesying. I'm showing you how that you should prophesy. I'm telling you what the Lord thinks about your situation. Are you listening to me? So that you speak the right words and start seeing the right results in your life. You know, sometimes you see that fear of death will come, especially when you see the challenges in our country. Fear of death is not powerful than with long life he has satisfied you. There's prophecy over you. When the thought comes, look at the thought and say, you thought with long life he has satisfied me. You thought, heareth the voice of the Lord. Heareth ye the word of the Lord. With long life, God has satisfied me. It has happened. I'm telling you, I know what I'm telling you. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Accident is coming like this. You remind with long life, he has satisfied me. I'm not saying go and enter into accidents. So, Mr. Pastor, what are you saying? Okay, die if you are in a situation. Have you ever been in an accident before? You understand that in a split second you can lose your life. They say, my two sisters cannot marry. Who says they will not marry? You now start remembering some useless things your elders were telling you. They say, you should come and do. Maybe we should go and do it. We should go and do what? When Jesus has done it. And you have a high priest who live here. They say they are doing something in the village. You have a high priest. High priest. His occupation is that he lived to make an intercession for you all the days of your life. Remember again, he's a high priest of your confession. Meaning if you don't say, the root word for profession there is confession. If you don't say the right things, he cannot high priest over it. You have to say the right things to see him high priest over it. If you are saying the wrong things, you will not see his hand. Look at how all of you are looking at me. You think, where do you come from originally? You come from Vandike and Opoga. Is that where you truly come from? Before I formed you in your mother's womb, I had known you, God told Jeremiah. Before I formed you, because you grew in Lagos, you think you are a Lagosian. You have to start adapting. Are you get what I'm trying to say? With the ecosystem of heaven, you must start adapting. You know, one of the ability of human beings is to respond to stimuli. Start responding to the word. Start responding to the word. Say, in our village, in our lineage, in your lineage, nobody has a car. You are owning a car company, and you are not freaking about that. You're not freaking. It doesn't freak you. You know, when I started growing up in the world, I was laughing when I hear stories from my lineage. I was telling somebody today, I said, you need to hear this story. I will be like, when they are saying, the thing is to make me laugh. Say, so we are praying that you become different because in our family, this is to make me laugh. You are praying for, I'm already different. Which one is become different? End up different, how? Me? How do I start from? I am from there, manifesting here. I'm not here trying to get there. I am already seated together with Christ. Far, far. Somebody say far. Far. Above principalities and power. You do everything from a dominion mindset. Go back to that business with a dominion mindset. You own the city. As long as you are here, your business is number one. Anybody thinking like you are bracket. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I can never be beneath. Always above. Never under. You shall be above only. The Bible says, only. Tell somebody, only. No fear in my heart. No fear. Never been scared of the devil. Never can be scared of the devil. Faith is a shield. Faith is my shield. Faith is my shield. Oh, Rikabasha. Faith is my shield. No wonder David said, the word of God is my buckler, my confidence, my confidence. I refuse to fear. In the name of Jesus. The status quo may not be suggesting this and that, but I know what God has said about me. And I choose to believe the word of the Lord. I choose to believe. I choose to believe. Elijah said, by this time tomorrow,
by this time tomorrow, by this time, he saw in the spirit. He said, by this time tomorrow, when he said it, lepers. So we don't have anything to lose. We are lepers. But let's go. See, you have to come to that point. Outside God, you are a leper. You didn't get what I said. Outside God, you are helpless. You must have that mentality that outside God, you are what? There is nothing to lose. They say, we'll go inside. After all, they call us lepers. If we perish, we perish. They entered. When they entered, God had already made noise of donkey to be coming from afar. The king and the people ran away, left all their properties at the mercy of what? The first people that believed, that dared to believe the word of God. It was for Israelites, oh. It was for Israelites, but lepers were the ones that touched it first. Because they dared to believe. You know, some of you may have seen people up there that you think the word of God is for them. There's Kenneth Hagin, Kenneth Copeland, Katrin Kuhlman, Smith Wigglesworth, Maria Woodward Etta, and etc. Do you know why they were different? Nobody knew them until they dared to believe the word of God. The way you are seeing, you think they wrote it from bed. They dared to. There's Benny Hing, there's Pastor Chris, there's Bishop I. This guy dared. That's why we're hearing them today. If you dare to believe the word of the Lord, you come out with a mighty testimony. I'm telling you the truth. You come out with a huge testimony that will blow your generation's mind. Not just your mind. Dare to believe the word of the Lord. And you must receive as a child. They will talk you down. They will make you feel stupid. But I know whom I have believed. And I'm persuaded by him. I know whom. Faith has no plan B. He said, if we perish, we perish. Let's get into the lion's den. If we perish, we perish. Oh, king, on some matters, we are not careful. Take us into the fire. They carried them. There was a fourth man. Faith does not fail. We only live by faith. We don't die by faith. Faith does not fail. And suddenly, a lion became a pillow. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Suddenly they saw a fourth man. The consuming fire ability of God manifested. That literal fire was consumed in the consuming fire. And the fire became a befitting atmosphere for God's people to live inside. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Oh, I refuse to be scared. See, when you understand God, your shoulders, you know, you have watched those reels on Facebook. You just put it like this. You say, why? You say, I just, not, you know, just that God is my defense. God is my defense. No low self-esteem. He's my defense. He's my defense. My defense. God is my defense. Every time so confident, smiling, excited. Why? God is my defense. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. God is my defense. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God is my defense. He is my defense. And that's why I wake up in the morning. The first thing I do, I shut everything and I begin to pray in the spirit. Thank you, my defense. Lero shabakata yabo kate leonde sakabosha liako sibrahandia kola disha raboka. God, my defense. Oh, libra koshandabaya. My Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom has come. Your will is done in my life as it is done in heaven. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And you begin to pray. You take out time to pray in the spirit. You know what this 1 hour, 2 hours will produce. You know, I told somebody something. I said, you don't have near success syndrome. You don't have it. You know, when you understand the word, you know there are two things happening here. The reason why it firstly, the option one is that it must work. Now, secondly, if it does not work, you walk out with a smile, knowing you are going for a better one. That's the only two options in God. Don't give Satan any chance. Anytime I'm close to something, it does not work, it's a lie. Satan is not that powerful. He is a liar. And anytime you think like that, he's excited. You have paved a way for him. Your hands are open to him like this. But when you have this mindset, Paul said, worry about nothing, worry about nothing. He said, but let your prayers, let your requests be made to the Lord in thanksgiving. Meaning, start the prayer with thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for this. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for that. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And the worst case scenario, what when it does not happen, thank you because there's something better. Satan has no chance. Satan has no chance in my head. He has no chance. No, I can't go back and say, God, why? No, I know whom I believe. And I'm persuaded by him. On this matter, we are not careful. They said, no. What if it's something that is pursuing you? I'm not careful about that. Nothing is pursuing me. If God be for me, who? Where? How? How can they come against me? 1,000 may fall by my left side, 10,000 by my right side, but nothing shall come nigh me. Nothing. 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 Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. So I was so lucky. My car nearly somersaulted. You were not lucky. The hand of God is upon you. It's not a coincidence. It is written, but it will happen so casual that you may doubt it. They say none of his bones shall be broken. See how it manifested. The soldier said, just pity that Jesus. I like him. Don't break his bones. Counter culture. Culture say when anybody die, break the bone. One human being say, don't break his bone. He thought he was being merciful to Jesus, but it was written, none of his bones shall be broken. See, some of you begin to enter into manifestation, prophecies casually. Don't say, just give that guy. I like the way he smiles. I like the way she smiles. Give her. I like the way he... I just like his hair. I like his hair cut. I like his shirt. Just give him. But don't make a mistake. You are entering into prophecy. You see those bara, kaba, kara? That's how you enter into them casually. Moroka, Erika, Riata, Jubli, Bli, Bli, Rendo, Koto, Kondoko. Hey, hey! Woo! Shama, Koli, Kaya. Casually, you are entering into them. Parosukarepo, Yikolata, Gino Mania Conde Pariacosa. I knew a footballer friend. He said, he always calls me, he's a Muslim, but he loves the Lord so much, he believes in what I'm doing. The last time I was in Kaduna, he came and sowed a seed of jalabia to me. Wonderful. We grew up together in the barracks. He believes so much in the anointing. Yesterday we were talking, he was trying to disgrace me before my wife. He said, remember, you were the most stubborn guy. He told me that he went somewhere for a football screen. And while he was going, the guy just saw him from afar, the white man. He said, come. And as he ran and came, he said, what is your name? He said, Sadiq Umar. He said, Sadiq Umar, there's one in the national team. Put his name in. I just like you. That's how he got into it. He said, I just like you. Casually. Be fulfilling prophets. It will look so casual. The soldier said, and just leave Jesus. Leave that guy. I like him. Don't break his bone. No, we know our culture is supposed to break bone, but leave that guy. Casually. You counter culture so casually. Nobody in our family has ever, the way this guy smiles, can you come and start working with me? That's why the Bible says, honor all men. See, you enter into favor easily when you learn to honor all men. You don't know who is who. Some of you, Paul speaking, I think, was it Paul? He said, by so doing, some have honored angels.
Meaning that as you are being kind to people every day, you don't know who you are talking to. Is that not how an angel came to Abraham? Abraham descend, served him good food. It has not changed, though. Times have not changed. Are you listening to me? You are casually entering into your the reality, the prophecy of God upon your life. Because the hand of the Lord is upon you. Now everybody lay your hands upon your head and begin to pray in the spirit. Pray, 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 pray. I can hear you, somebody. La poca pe canita, jule capia, ezula tanish, jeblegedia cafelish, aya, oso cotolo doboyo coboya cadabaya. Shapakatosia kabanda gadabaya gabababa. Barakote neki kapelish. Ai. Hey. Hey. You are Yahweh. The one who sits on the throne. You are Yahweh. Barakashata brakata parakataya imarama poshekaba imarama arakosa imarama. To the one who sits on the throne, imarama. To the one who sits on the throne, Imarama. 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 To the one who sits on the throne, Pokata Shanabaya. Paraska Teka. Bonka eka randas ko pandeka lenus kali randes kupa ilato sanata paras kano epai kaposia. Shala bakata la daga daga daba ya kaba ba 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 ba. Raga daga daga niya kaba ba 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 ta. Enato katelia shana makoya. Paraka paraka regede poskuna talia tosha. Hey ya 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 ya. Shana mama 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 mama. Ah, Yakoba, la kama baba, la gada bala, la gada bala. Eh, na 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 na, baroko baba 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 baba. Woo, hey, hey, hey. Imarama, shaba baba 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 baba. Baraka baba 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 baba. Imarama. Overcome the world is our faith. I want you to put your faith into action this evening. The victory that's overcome the world is our faith. Abraham, against hope, had hope. He believed that God Almighty, Even if he kills a son, God Almighty can bring his son back to life. What level of faith? He did not consider the deadness of Sarah's womb. There are some things I want you to ignore tonight by the reason of faith. Don't consider them. Don't consider them. Don't consider them. Shield yourself away from that thought. Use faith to shield yourself. Shield your mind. Shield your mind. Shield yourself by the word. I am who God says that I am. Shema kona neba yaka no. Bareka no banega de bareka de. Shiana bosana bakada da bayaka da bayakona barani. Bakada da bashoka da bayakona da ba. Shana bakana niaro da bayakona nido. Hima baba. To the one who sits on the throne. Imaramba, to the one who sits on the white horse. Be your glory and honor and power and praise forever. Be your glory and honor and power and praise forever. Be your glory and honor and power and praise forever. Be your glory and power on.
Words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.